The ongoing eruptions at Kilauea Volcano in Hawaii have made for great images and speak to the power of volcanoes. However, it is important to remember that people's lives, livelihoods, and properties are in danger, and the eruptions are hugely disruptive to life on Hawaii. Crisis began in mid-April when changes were detected in the two established volcanic vents, Halemaumau and Pu'o, indicating a change in the activity that has been typical for many years. The Halemaumau crater in Hawaii Volcano National Park briefly flooded with lava before rapidly draining eastwards along a network of cracks and small vents called the East Volcanic Zone, that includes Pu'o. New cracks formed and began to leak lava on May 3rd in a residential area, and new cracks and lava flows have continued to form since then. Lava flows reached the ocean on May 20th after cutting off another residential area. Simultaneously, unusually large earthquakes for Hawaii and repeated small explosive eruptions at Halemaumau have occurred. The explosions are driven by steam exiting the volcano at high speed, following the interaction of hot magma in the volcano and the cold water that seeps into the volcano. Similar explosions last occurred in 1924 and are a significant hazard, leading to Hawaii Volcano National Park being closed. The final hazard posed is from toxic gases and vapors released directly from the lava flows, which are called VOG, and form where the lava is flowing into the sea, called leis. Both are major air pollution problems likely to make breathing difficult. The situation is evolving rapidly and remains dangerous for local residents and scientists on Hawaii, but is no threat outside the immediate areas around the volcano, contrary to some media reports. To the volcanologist, this is simply a Hawaiian volcano doing its regular thing. People interested or worried about the eruption should check out the daily updates from the U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory.